due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh! See? I just can't stand!
Yeet!
It's about time you did something, right?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
You ain't Godzilla or King Kong, because I'm both!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
Acknowledge me!
Yeah!
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Damn!
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman and I have a few of the usual suspects in...
Wait. We have an unusual suspect here tonight?
Yeah, we do. I brought him in for two reasons. One, because, you know, he was here for WLTI. And besides, he actually had an iguana as a pet, so he was really fond of Mr. Iguana on Saturday.
I absolutely was, and to be quite honest, I actually thought that I was walking into the Donald Trump Parade Battle Royale that was going to be happening between them and the protesters, but I guess I'll stay here for a little bit.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gordon Pepper.
Yes, from WLTI.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Gordon, of course, that's Stat Boy, that's Nikki, and of course, I'm Jason Block, and boy, do we have a lot to cover, and we had a double pay-per-view on Saturday.
Ooh, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun, even though my picks probably sucked.
I wouldn't be saying that so loud.
Okay. So, okay. Worlds Collide was the first WWE AAA show. And this was, and Gordon, you'll understand this one. This was a proof of concept show.
Because they I completely understand the reference. Absolutely.
Okay. Because, yes. And also, Nikki, they were trying to show the AAA style to a WWE audience. And it was a great spot to do it in LA, which has a high Hispanic Mexican population.
Latino population.
Right. And boy, did they deliver. Now, the opening match had the star of the show, and I mean this for real.
Yes. Let me just go ahead and say this now. Mr. Iguana is my spirit animal.
There's already a Joe Hendry meme for Mr. Iguana.
Oh,
that's how quick
wow.
The turnaround.
And what happened was is that Octagon Jr., Aerostar, and Mr. Iguana defeated the Latino World Order and Lince Dorado. There are two things that have to go with this. One, Mr. Iguana made himself a superstar. This guy was universally loved by both the audience and the social media community. It's like, bring him up to the main roster now, put the world title on him, put the title on La Yesca, which is the stuffed animal.
And yes, Yesca needs it.
That is not a stuffed animal. That is his tag team partner.
Okay,
yes.
Great
up.
Fine, okay, I get it. But seriously, did you expect Mr. Iguana to be that popular that quick? No.
No.
Wow.
And it really helped that Lince Dorado understands comedy lucha really well. The reason why
I think all six of them understood it really well, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
in terms
Lince
of that, the segment that he had with the iguana was classic. Yes,
he did the iguana did a Spanish fly on him, and it was perfect.
Yes,
it was great. So late in the match, Octagon Jr. got into it with one Dominic Mysterio and Liv Morgan, which set up the fifth match of Money in the Bank, where Octagon Jr. got another match on a WWE programming by getting a shot at Dominic Mysterio's Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Fantastic. Then we move on to Stephanie McCare and Lola Vice defeating Chick Tormenta and Dalice. The main thing about this was is that Booker T does not need Viagra for this match because both Vicaire and Lola Vice did Devil's Kiss and everyone needed a cold shower after that.
Oh, and I'm sure.
Jay, I think Booker's T's pants did a spin-a-rooney, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I did. Exactly. And Legado de Fantasma defeated Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Pagano, and Psycho Clown. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Lillian Garcia, who did the ring introductions in Spanish. And we both had the Mexican and American national anthems played during that show.
Although, from what I understand, the Mexican national anthem was screwed up at some point.
The fatal four-way between Javon Evans, Laredo Kid, and Rey Fénix with Ethan Page stealing it. Off the chain good. Off the chain really fantastic.
Yeah.
And my father and I were just blown away by this main event. El Hijo de Vikingo defeated Chad Gable to keep the Triple A
retained.
Yes.
Yep. And they just tore it out of the park. It was just so good. And Chad Gable is fantastic. So great. So, and of course, Vikingo showed off why he is who he is. And it was great. And also kudos to Conan and Corey Graves for a very good commentary, even though Conan sounded a little asleep at times.
That's because the man is, well, he's not done this in English in a long time, and he's in his 60s.
Conan's 61, yes, that's right. Yeah. Yep. So, but again, really good. Josh, I gotta ask you, did you actually see this on YouTube?
Most of it. I did not see a good amount of the main event, but I did get to see pretty much everything else.
Very Holy good showing. Crap. I think a very good showing for the American audience.
Yes, really good. Very much so. And I am looking forward to seeing what Mr. Iguana does next.
I really am. I am too. Yeah. And I also really want to see what Triple A does next. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Nikki, you were happy with this one too, right?
I was extremely satisfied. I've not watched a lot of Lucha Libre, and seeing these guys given the ability to actually go out there and do it, something the old man wouldn't have let him do.
Not at all.
And just, you know, blow my mind with some of the stuff they did. That mat was absolutely clean when the show was over. Nobody was...
the feet were very little, yes.
Yeah, it was just blown away. My only gripe, and I understand that Conan is older and has been through the ringer of wrestling, but man, he sounded half asleep the whole time. Meanwhile, Corey's on a crazy caffeine high. You know,
yes. So,
but no, this was a fantastic show. This is a great way to introduce an American audience to Lucha Libre, and I would love to see this as its own brand, and hopefully it will fare much better than NXT UK did.
I agree with that. So we walk over, Gordon, to the brand new Intuit Dome. Yeah, right across the street from the Forum, which, by the way, is one of the most sophisticated domes for Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, was this another good show. This is a really good show. So the Women's Money in the Bank opened first. And we had Alexa Bliss, Julia, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne, Stephanie, and the eventual winner, Naomi.
Which was...
Gotta ask you. I'll ask you, Gordon. Right call, I think, right?
Fully right call on this. You had to validate why Naomi is getting the heat and why she's getting the push. This was it. She did a fantastic job in the match. And one of the things that all these matches had in common for this is that it progressed storylines. It wasn't just finishers. All of these matches... moved the needle and threaded the needle for future rivalries and feuds and really up the stakes And for that, even though I wasn't overwhelmed with the wrestling, I thought the wrestling was better on When Worlds Collide. The plot lines that they put on this were fantastic and well done.
Oh, you know what? He is absolutely right. Because every match advanced something, okay?
Yes.
Naomi gets heat there. You had Julia, Roxanne, Stephanie, Rhea. No one lost any strength in that match. No one.
Absolutely not. Rhea didn't need it. Vicara didn't really need it. Roxanne just needed the validation. Who'd I miss?
Julia and Alexa.
Alexa was a close second for me to pick because she's continuing to hint possible involvement with the Wyatt Six. We're not there yet. And Perez, she's got other business.
Exactly. So
yeah, I think Perez did advance the Judgment Day line, which I liked a lot in terms of that. As you said, everything got moved in one way, shape, or form.
Right.
In terms of development and storyline.
And not surprisingly, Octagon June, this was a quick cool down match. Mysterio in under 5 minutes, mind you. Octagon Junior. But that's okay. Mysterio wasn't gonna lose to the Octagon Junior anyway. Not really.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I love this one here. So Becky Lynch, as expected, defeated Lyra Valkyria with a little bit of cheating going. A little shenanigans, shall we say. A little
tight
pulling action.
Tomfoolery, I believe, is what you would say.
Tomfoolery, yes. So Becky says, raise my hand. All right, fine. Put the belt around me. Okay.
Fine.
Walk me around the ring. No thanks. Bang, Nightwing.
Yeah.
He had enough of that. Becky was taking it twofold.
Yeah, and you knew that this match was going to continue. This definitely was not going to be the blow-off match, nor should it have been. But you needed that. The belt needed to go on Becky. It did. And you need Lyra to be more of a chaser right now than someone that holds on to it. She doesn't have that experience to hold on to it. Sort of like what we're going to see, a week from that pay-per-view with someone else that's much better as a chaser. Who yeets a lot?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. So, in the men's main event, you had Andrade, El Grande Americano, LA Knight, Penta, and Solo Sikoa losing to Seth Rollins. But again, Gordon, you're absolutely right. Storylines were advanced. Mm-hmm. One of them, which was awesome, late in the match, Solo Sikoa was alone in the ring after Jacob Fatu cleared out everybody. Okay? And then Solo starts climbing the ladder, and Jacob grabs his foot and says, I hate you. Bam! Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd goes nuts. Absolutely nuts. But I have to ask, is Seth the right guy with the belt? I mean, with the case?
Well, probably wasn't the best bet, but El Grande Americano would be funny.
By the way, there'd be kudos for him. He worked a hell of a match, too. He worked two matches that
day.
Exactly. El Grande Americano, I think would have been a really fun story, but I think people would get tired of it very quickly.
Yep.
LA Knight, I don't know if he's ready for their main event scene. He's getting the pops, don't get me wrong, and he's fantastic on the mic. But something's missing.
Right.
Solo was not going to be the choice just because of what happened with him and Jacob. Now, who'd I miss?
Penta.
Miedo.
Penta That's just got there. Yeah, Penta just got there. So,
and he's over.
And he's crazy over, so he doesn't need it. Seth having it, a heel having it, and having the rest of his faction behind him is going to give something for all the faces to have to figure him out.
Yes, indeed.
Because he's not going to cash in right now.
I'm sorry.
What was that, Gordon?
No. I wanted to say something, but I want to wait for you to finish.
Okay. Since currently both top titles are being held by heels, Seth's not going anywhere with it just yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So I am going to say, Nikki, you were 95% right.
Okay. What I miss?
You had to have Seth Rollins win that. There is no question about it. That was the right call. However, the one thing that you didn't mention is that Seth right now blew up a whole bunch of things to start his own heel alliance. You got Paul Heyman. You've got Braun Breaker. You've got some fat Australian running around, splashing people through tables.
Bronson Reed. Big Bronson Reed, yes.
I'm teasing on that. But the one thing they don't have is legitimacy to make them a threat. The Money in the Bank contract now officially makes them a threat for them to target anybody that they want and for Seth to cash in, especially if it's a 3 or 4 person match, which means, guess what? No disqualification. So there's nothing stopping them from destroying the champion and then Seth cashing in on that. So you absolutely had to have Seth Rollins win that. That is absolutely the right call on that. And ironically enough, the one person that got the most amount of, shall we say, character development was the person that wasn't in the match.
Which was Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, That's right.
Yes, very good. Absolutely right.
So Nikki is absolutely right. The right person won it. But there's the reason behind it. And I'll also say, and I agree with Nikki on this, everyone else is an up-and-comer, and everyone else, I think, would be too early to get the contract. And that would include LA Knight, which I agree, there's something missing, and the something for me is vulnerability. When he got his lunch served to him, shall we say, by Kinshasa and Mr. Nakamura, via Kinshasa, you know, that could have been a whole thing where it was development and fear and pain and anger and that, and he just glossed right through it, got the belt back. And I'm like, what a missed opportunity there for that. But Nikki's right. Penta just got there. Solo's got his own issues right now with Jacob Fatu. That's going to open up that next round of matches. And nobody else really was at that point that Seth Rollins is. For me, I would have been shocked and disappointed if he didn't win the title, because that seems to be the next thing. And then the other question is this, and Nikki is right here, that you have the heels that are holding the belts, but I am wondering if that means that Gunther is going to get a face turn, because he's sort of been acting sort of face-ish when he took out Jey Uso to win the title. So I'm wondering if this will get a face turn and if Rollins goes after him.
We will get there in a minute, but...
Yep.
I led the horse before the cart. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Josh, main event time.
Yes. Okay?
Now, I have to tell you something. As you said, we always... Now, you say this, and we'll say it again. You want to hate Logan Paul so badly.
Yes. Okay? He is infuriatingly good at professional wrestling. And I want him gone still. Not as boo, he's a heel, as in boo, he's a horrible excuse of a human being. And if he saws off this planet, it's all the bet for the better.
If it makes you feel better, Statboy, there's a short floating around on YouTube where somebody asked your Uncle Paul about Logan Paul, and he said, well, as an athlete, fantastic. As a human being, fuck him.
Yeah, that's exactly okay. Right.
But the athlete bit, this entertainment stuff was just amazing. So in the Intuit Dome, in the middle of the match, okay, and I'll also get to the match itself. There was a spot where Logan Paul calls over his drone.
Yes.
And he's holding his arm out like this, you know, like extended his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes comes up and suplexes him and the drone at the same time.
That was a wild picture.
Yeah, that was that's some fun POV stuff. I dig it. Don't get me wrong, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say Logan Paul's still extremely punchable.
Right, but in this particular case, they told a great old school wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
This was old school tag team, 1980s style wrestling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ace in Peril. Cody makes the save. Cena and Logan Paul are working together for most of the match until they make the fatal mistake and the faces win. However, that's not the most important part of the match. Late in the match, Cena is about to win when a hooded figure attacks on Cena.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it is revealed to be we gone got folks.
R-Truth.
At the time. R-Truth. Okay?
Yeah, and there was nothing left of the building after that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to something later on about that.
But mm-hmm.
I have to ask, Gordon, does it matter if we were worked or not, if it was still enjoyable?
I'm going to answer that, but then I want to go backwards. The answer is no, it doesn't. Whether or not the same fan base, which a number of years ago led Kofi Kingston to the title, which a number of years ago led Daniel Bryan to the title. You got to remember something. The most important people in the room are not the writers, they're the fans.
That's right.
Yep.
And if it, whether or not it was a work where they knew they were going to do this, or if it was a shoot where the writers went, uh-oh, we better re-sign this guy. It doesn't really matter. And because R-Truth is very much the heart and the soul of the WWE, whether you admit it or you don't. But let's go back a little bit before we continue. I love Logan Paul.
I know you do.
Logan Paul is one of the... I love the heels. I love the villains. But put it this way. And now I'm going to go real old school, and everybody's going to go, oh, my God, Gordon. Logan is this generation's, not just this generation's Ric Flair. Let's go back to this generation's Roddy Piper before he was a good guy, when he was a heel to the point that people came out and tried to perform bodily harm upon him, and one of them nailed him with scissors, if you remember, once upon a time.
That's right.
Okay, Logan, I do agree with you. I was going to say, if you're going to say Ric Flair, I'm just going to go like, no, that guy actually won titles and was a perennial guy who should have had the title. Logan, I just want to have him immolated.
Logan Paul's got a belt. He had the U.S. Championship before.
Yes, but
LA Knight took it.
And that sucks.
Give it time.
No, I'm trying to remember.
Give it time. I will place a bet with you that Logan Paul will hold a world title. I don't know which one, but he will hold one of them before his career is done.
Okay.
And they're really setting him up to be the dashedly heel of the generation. Because again, Seth Rollins, tweener. Braun Breaker, tweener. You can make an argument for Bronson Reed to be a heel. But right now, you don't have that heel that everybody loves to hate. Even with Cena, there's still a fan base that likes Cena, and they go, let's go Cena. Cena sucks, but you still have let's go Cena. No one, no one likes Logan Paul. Perfectly set up to be the heel of the century.
Okay. Actually, I have a better comparison for you.
Okay.
Logan Paul is this generation's Andy Kaufman.
Ooh! Hmm. With talent.
That's interesting. I'll go with Andy Kaufman with actual talent. I can agree with that.
That's very good. By the way, there is a documentary coming out really soon, produced by, I believe, Paul Heyman was involved. A bunch of people from the WWE were involved with this. But here's the thing, and you're absolutely right, and I'll give you, do you remember the last heel that was unabashedly a heel before he quote-unquote turned face? And that was MJF, okay? Mm-hmm. MJF was an unrepentant heel. He still is.
Yes.
But I think his shine has lost its luster a little bit.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about Logan Paul. He's unabashed, and you're right, Gordon. He appeals to the under 21 crowd because he's a YouTuber, he's an influencer, he's a billionaire, for real, no joke. And the fact of the matter is, he and he's actually one of the best workers in the business. That's the infuriatingly amazing part about this. That's it.
Mm-hmm. If he decides to go full-time, you can see some of the people all of a sudden moving from full-time status who are having a belt. If he decides that he wants to go to full-time, he's going to get a world title.
I agree.
He already claimed he was full-time. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. But, and again, Cena losing for the first time since his heel turn. Yeah. Which, by the way, set up some really good stuff on Friday, but we'll get to this.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the pick'ems, don't you?
Yes, I do have the results, and let me just put it this way, I finished last.
Oh, well.
Five points. But Nikki,
yeah.
Jason, yep. And Shane, you're all co-champs. You have 7 points.
Not bad.
Hey! Okay.
What? And,
yeah, all three of you are the new co-champs because Carl decided not to show up. Congratulations, right. Carl. Aww. You failed.
That's okay.
Whoa. Hold on, Stat Boy. I have the true Fizzleweight title. Y'all just have a copy. I am the forever Fizzleweight champion.
Now, we move to Monday. And Monday was a very big show for a few reasons. One, now, we start off with CM Punk, pay attention to me, challenging John, because John Cena came out and, you know, basically said, you know, I'm still here. I'm still the greatest of all time, and I want competition. CM Punk shows up and says, you know what? I want to challenge you to a match here tonight in Phoenix. And Cena, and I love how they tweaked real life into the story, because John Cena said, you want to have a match with me? You got to come to Saudi Arabia to get it.
Mm.
And Nikki, that's beautiful. That's beautiful writing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the conversation continued in such a wonderful direction.
Yes.
Punk essentially rubbed it into Cena's face in the sense that he said, I've seen this somewhere before. Oh, yeah. Money in the Bank 2011.
I was you, and you were me. I remember.
And the continuity bells went off. I was so happy. Oh, my God. I was so happy.
Yeah.
Now, Gordon, you may not remember this or not. But the reason why they're doing this is because CM Punk has said on multiple occasions he would never go to Saudi Arabia because he is a very loud advocate for women's rights and immigrant rights and other rights. And he may have to eat his words, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. May.
I will bring somebody from WLTI into this conversation right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Rob the Cash Cow. That's right.
It sure is. Hi, Rob.
What?
That's messed up.
It's true. No. Rob the Cash Cow, by the way, is our symbol for any time someone hypocritically takes the check or there's a program that, you know, is financial, you know, that somebody will go on. CM Punk is going to take the money as
money,
long as the
money, money,
clear.
money.
Right?
Meow, 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 meow.
I wonder, no, that's, I bet that's a clause in his contract. Right in there with him being nice.
Yeah.
He has to follow orders.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yes, and we're going to get Punk and Cena at Night of Champions.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very interesting because of where, you know, Seth having the belt, might having a cash in there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very true. CM Punk's reign could be very, very short-lived.
True. AJ Styles beat Chad Gable. He's exhausted, man.
Yeah. I mean, he only wrestled for 4 minutes, but still, after Saturday, yeah. Chad Gable needs a minor break.
Right. Yeah. And Roxanne Perez defeated Rhea Ripley. Oh, and also I want to get to something after the Raw, by the way. Roxanne Perez is now in the Queen of the Ring tournament. She defeated Rhea Ripley, Liv, and Kairi. Then we have the returning Mercedes Moné. I mean, Bayley.
God, I was so scared there for a second. I thought the same thing.
Because she looked, you know, after Becky Lynch took her out, quote unquote, for WrestleMania. And so the Lyra Valkyria story is, quote unquote, over for now. Now we have Bayley, Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the big thing that happened on Raw, one of the big things, is that during the middle of the match, during the middle of the show, R-Truth comes out and basically says, I'm driving now. Nobody tells me what to do anymore. And he cuts his locks off, and he's now Ron Killings. And I love the line, the truth shall set me free. Okay?
Yep.
Yep.
Now, that same night, if I remember correctly, TNA put out a 2-hour retrospective of the best of Ron Killings, right? Which I loved. Okay, good for them. But Gordon, nobody in the WWE has really seen this heel Ron Killings before. This is fresh and new, and I'm loving it.
Oh,
Gordon, can you hear me?
What? Whoa.
Huh? Gordon?
Did we lose him?
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Gordon.
I can't hear him.
Gordon? Mute yourself?
I think we kind of lost him.
Well, he's still in the room. He's still in voice. But I'll ask you then, Nikki.
Yeah.
What do you think of this new... Now, I wouldn't say wacky, but angry... Ron Killings.
This is kind of some of the stuff we saw before he completely went over the edge and got completely silly.
Mm-hmm.
Back when he was protesting, you know, his face wasn't on anything, and that just brought him in because he was a joke. A lot of the current audience has not seen what Truth can do as a heel,
and as a worker.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just stepping away for a minute, but just explain. I just need to get a drink. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Now, maybe I'm misremembering, but I thought Truth had a decent heel run in TNA.
Yes, he absolutely did. Right as he was the NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
So this is kind of a reprise of that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So. Now, you know, now we're going to get to see this, and the TNA guys, you know, see this turn, and they're going, all right, we recognize that.
Mm-hmm. And so, that, it feels a little wild, because remember, R-Truth is a 2-time NWA heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Which, yeah, not a lot of other people can say, especially of color.
Exactly, and I think we lost Gordon on that.
Yes, that's we
okay.
Did.
Okay. So, but I'm really happy with this. I want to see what he does and how he does it, because if you get a really badass heel R-Truth, you know, let's see what we get. Sami Zayn, this surprised me a little bit, advancing at the King of the Ring tournament.
Yeah.
You think, well, maybe not so much, because Sami Zayn is very popular in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he could go there, he would be a true Arabic star.
Yes, wasn't he there last time?
He's been to the last couple of shows, and he's hailed as a hero.
Yeah.
When he comes out. So this, you know, that I didn't even think of that, sadly.
I just did now. Literally just hit me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's probably going to be the one to win it, and he more than deserves it. Okay. He's been floating around in this mid card towing the main event space. Kind of like Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. Xavier got in there and completely reinvented the gimmick. Sammy deserves something. If they're not going to give him an A belt, this isn't a bad second.
Yeah. Welcome hold on, back, Gordon. You back?
I'm back. Sorry about that.
Okay. Now, quick question. Do you want to say anything about the R-Truth now as the heel Ron kill, the dark Ron Killings? What do you think about it?
I'm not sure if he's a heel or what he is yet. You know, he could be one of those vigilante heel faces.
I understand.
So jury is out on that until we see more of him and until we see the next person he beats up on. But he's got a vendetta against Cena, so there's no reason to make him heel. If you're going to make him heel, make it make sense.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. And Sami Zayn winning the King of the Ring, I think it's more of his Arabic star power than anything else. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I do agree with that, yeah.
Okay. So then we had the return of Nikki Bella. Now remember, we have now a Women's Evolution 2.0 coming, I believe, about a month from now, 4 weeks from now.
Yes.
Yes, that sounds about mm-hmm. right.
So then Nikki Bella got by Liv Morgan.
Yes.
So I think we're going to get that at Evolution. So the big news is that Jey Uso's 51-day run of as the title holder was completed on Monday as Gunther took down Jey Uso. And by the way, a great match. Such beautiful storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon, you know, you, I'll go with this. It was foreshadowed, but even so, if it wasn't foreshadowed, it was done so well, you still thought Jey Uso could defeat Gunther again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were expecting the run-in, which you didn't get, which I find very interesting.
Yes.
Because they sort of left everybody alone in the ring. I thought you were going to get a run-in. You didn't. Interesting. I'm going to be interested to see where it goes from here because it can go in a million different directions.
Now, Nikki, I'll ask you, Josh.
Yes.
Is Jey Uso a transitional champion?
At this present time, yes. I do believe the man is transitional, at least for now.
Mainly because
I feel that he still works better as a tag or team player than a main eventer type.
He has
something. It's just I don't know if he has the something I want.
Okay, Nikki, do you agree?
I think he's fine as a singles guy, but they had to put the belt on him because A, he deserved it. B, it was
over.
Because he's ridiculously over. The man gets to play his theme to the ring during commercial, and then one more time when they come back to TV. That's like 6 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do a damn thing.
And also the fact his catchphrase is now a graduation.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
One word, four letters.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. Yeet. Yes. Yeah. And kids are doing it at graduation on walking up.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It's crossed over. So he's not going to lose. You know, he's not buried. He's not. He's just going to go down a notch on the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well, let me say transitional, but for a very different reason, which is apparently Goldberg wants his retirement match against Gunther, and they wanted to add a little juice to it, so they have Gunther with the title. I do agree with everybody else, though. I don't think he's... I think he's transitional. I don't think this is the last time you see him in the main event picture.
No.
But at the same time, if they have plans for him to grab tag team gold, and to be quite honest, the Usos would be the best tag team out there with gold at this point. Mm-hmm. So I can see that happening also. Now, so
they remember, a draft is going to be coming very soon.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't know when, but it's going to happen.
And to follow up on that, Gordon, Goldberg is going to appear, I believe, Raw's in Atlanta this week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, gee, I wonder what that's going to be about.
Yeah. Mm.
Fun.
Yeah, they're going to either set that up for Saturday night's main event or Night of Champions. I would make it the main event of Saturday night's main event. I don't know.
I agree. I think it should be there because I have this image in my mind, though, that it's going to happen at Night of Champions so Seth can cash in.
Right, exactly. But I would do it in Atlanta at the home base.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give him the retirement. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not have him win, obviously. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
No, I disagree. I think you have Goldberg win, and then Rollins cashes in on him.
Ooh, that okay.
Ooh. Yeah,
okay. I'm okay with that because
and you have really transitional.
Yes, exactly. You don't want Goldberg to have the belt more than 5 seconds. Really?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the best way to get him out into the sunset, and also to make it a little bit. I was surprised because most people are going to think, well, yeah, Gunther's going to beat Goldberg, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This would add a little what the heck to this. Because right now, without that, this is a very boring main event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have little to no interest in it. I dig Gunther. I've met Goldberg. He's a great guy. But, yeah.
So, but before we go to NXT for a sec, there was an announcement made on Money in the Bank. And I love the language they used, Gordon, because it was gambling. It was so successful, we're going to double down. WrestleMania 42 will be in the same location as WrestleMania 41. I believe for the first time since WrestleMania 4 and 5.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, it will be.
I would have preferred them to say run it back instead of double down. But okay.
Well, double down is well. Yeah, they did say run it back, but also double down at Allegiant Stadium. It will be Saturday, April 18th, and Sunday, April 19th. Now, this I believe was a total corporate decision. You think that WrestleMania's permanent home will be Las Vegas?
No. Or do you think it's probably back-to-back years, Carly, because they want to earn more money. The thing is, though, they still have contractual obligations for at least one WrestleMania in another place. In Indianapolis, Indiana, yeah.
I'm still mad that they bailed on New Orleans. My best friend works for a hotel, and that would have put her up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have probably got me a free room. But anyway. And as a nice touch, as Doofenshmirtz loves the fourth wall.
Yes.
If you've seen the long version of him when he's standing on the roof of Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah.
At the end, he grabs the boom mic. He says, "Now somebody get me down from here."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they did film it up there. There is a behind-the-scenes look there. But I'd like to see what they do there. I really do. We'll see. That we've got a long time. We've got 10 months to plan. Remember, or actually, no. What don't they usually lock in
It'll
around
be
October?
9 to 10 months.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, do we know where Roman Reigns is?
No, we do not.
He's at home raising his kids and probably watching JoJo graduate. Because they're not filming Street Fighter yet.
Right.
I'm trying to think how old the younger twins are.
13.
The ones that were born during the pandemic. They're only like 4 or 5 years old.
They'd be five, probably.
So, there's that. Maybe he's, you know, maybe he's picking up a couple of other Hollywood projects before Street Fighter. I anticipate him being back in the neighborhood for SummerSlam season.
Mm-hmm. Would you say after Night of Champions or after the...
Heck, he might show up at Night of Champions.
Okay.
He has no problem going to Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Believe it or not, and some interesting news that came out today before we go to NXT, Undertaker almost died. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yes.
I did not.
Anyway.
Yes. In his latest podcast, he went for heart surgery after WrestleMania 41.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
He choked on a steak and he was on a five weeks. He was supposed to go. He was in hospital for 4 nights, 2 weeks before WrestleMania 41. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he had AFib and wow, just crazy. You know?
That's insane.
So anyone going to see Undertaker in the ring again? Not at all.
No.
Seriously. No.
I honestly think he is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done. He's a coach now and all that stuff. But moving on to NXT for a minute. Ethan Page defended, and of course, Ricky Saints is back in the North American title picture. Tony fumbled. Clap, clap, clap. let's see. The big thing about this was the main event. They gave the LFG winner a shot at Obafemi, and he delivered. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is some crazy faith in a performer.
Did you watch this match? It was great.
No, I need to go back and I'm going to have to go back and watch this because that's some ridiculous faith in a guy that showed up for the, you know, this version of Tough Enough. I know it's better than Tough Enough, but just saying.
Exactly. Oh, and Gordon, you'll like this. The name generator for Mariah May is Blake Monroe. But the video was a direct steal from the opening of Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet tour.
Yes, okay. It absolutely is.
Okay. So, and of course, Tiffany Stratton is calling gimmick infringement.
I was going to say Tiffany Stratton on line one.
Yeah. There was also, there were some people who were trying to get the name changed because some obscure porn star from the 80s was named Blake Monroe. And I'm just, and they're just,
yeah,
like,
baby.
Let me double check that real quick. Live research, folks.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to think, trying to go. Oh,
From what I am seeing here, there were two different ones named Blake Monroe.
One was a male from 1997, and one was a female from 2020.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I kind of understand.
Right. So, first of all, before we get into AEW results, congratulations to Will Ospreay. He is now engaged.
Oh.
Huh.
To Yay. Alex Lindsay. So, I have a question. You noticed that for the last 2 weeks, AEW has been 4 hours back-to-back collision.
Yeah.
And now, are they doing that to counter-programming the NBA, or was this sort of a test run for them? We know why.
I honestly think it was just counter-programming.
Okay.
Because, yeah, NBA being on... Was it on No, it was on TNT and ESPN.
No, ABC, actually.
Oh, ABC and ESPN? Okay.
Yeah, well, not ESPN, just ABC.
Okay, whatever.
And,
But it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't at all. Because they knew they were going to lose the night either way.
Right, so... So, some interesting things about this. Omega Okada 5... There's a new belt. They're combining the two belts for a new AEW Unified Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, they are. So the we have basically AEW All In about a month from month from today, and I believe we still only have 2 matches, I think, confirmed.
For what, double or not, or all in?
No, all in. All no, in. We have 3. Okay.
Should be 3 now, yeah.
Yeah. It's Okada Omega for the unification match, Moxley Page for AEW World Championship, and Tony Storm versus Mercedes Moné for the AEW Women's World Championship. She's got 5 belts now. It's crazy.
Too many. Way too many.
She does not deserve the Ultimo Dragon picture.
Yeah.
Or the Kenny Omega picture from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, so we're working on that. We're working on the booking for that one. But, John Cena, I think his heel turn really solidified this Friday on SmackDown as we just kind of close it out.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of John Cena this week. So he comes in and basically says he's on the Mount Rushmore of pro wrestling because nobody compares to him. And he put Punk in a corner by making him fight in Saudi Arabia. Cody Rhodes came out. LA Knight came out. And Cena left. And then, boom, R-Truth comes out and kicks his ass. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And LA Knight, Randy Orton, Carmelo Hayes, and Aleister Black fight for a shot at the King of the Ring, and Randy Orton wins. Interesting. I'm surprised at that a little bit. Or do you think it's a star power move?
I think it's more of a star power move, because I was expecting, I was expecting LA Knight to win it.
Yeah.
My head said LA Knight, my heart said Aleister Black, but neither the twain shall meet. Bear had an interesting point to me. This is just the fact that since King of the Ring went away for a little while, that this was something that Orton really didn't get too many chances to go for, because A, he doesn't need it, and B, what does it do for him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to answer that question. I do agree he doesn't need it,
But I don't think it does anything for him, because I think what it's going to wind up doing is he'll be in the finals and lose the eventual king, and the eventual king will get some star power out of it. So what that screams to me is that you're going to have some sort of newcomer win the King of the Ring.
That's why I said early on that I think Sammy's going to win it.
I'm not sure it's going to be Sammy.
It's either, well, because we're down to the final, well, because remember, we have one more person come in. Mm-hmm. And it's either going to, because next week's Raw has the final, we have the King of the Ring brackets, right?
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. So here we go. Just pulling this up.
I've got it in front of me.
Okay.
So what are we needing to know?
Because it's going to be Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton.
Yes, that would be...
In the other match, okay, you had Nakamura, Andrade, and Priest lose to Cody Rhodes. That was in the main. Okay. And Rhodes is going to fight the winner of Sheamus, Rusev, Bronson Reed, and the new person, Jimmy Uso. Okay,
I see Jay here.
I see Jay, yes, because you're going to have the star power here. And Rhodes has never fought Uso before, I don't think.
If they have, it's been ages.
Right. And then on the women's bracket, you have Perez versus Jade Cargill. God.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Alexa Bliss, who I believe won last week, right?
Back on SmackDown, pinning Candice LeRae.
Versus Asuka, Vaquer, Rodriguez, or Ivy Nile. Who is it going to be, Asuka or Vaquer?
It's going to be Asuka or Vaquer. You're right on that. Because I don't see Ivy Nile winning anything ever. And Raquel... there's going to be some screwiness with the Judgment Day there.
Correct. Yep. So we will see about that. And of course, Jacob Fatu came out and he said, why you turning on them? And Solo said, you know what? You made a mistake, but if you say, I love you, Solo, next week, I'll forgive you.
Nope. There's gonna be no forgiveness.
Oh, absolutely no. First of all, Jacob's not gonna do it.
No.
And even if he does, after he says it, he's gonna punch Solo's lights out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So yeah. I don't anticipate it. Go ahead.
Surprised that Wyatt 6 defeated the Motor City Machine Guns.
Was a pretty solid match, though.
So Naomi challenged, basically says, I'm coming after you, Tiffany. And then, of course, Nia Jax came behind. And by the way, if you're going to do a move, don't do it wussy-like. I'm sorry, Nia. You have a reputation of hurting people. Don't go in the other direction. Did you see that Annihilator? Her ass nearly just touched him.
Jeez.
Barely. Her.
No, she's... But that's the way she's been doing it. And the way it... Looking like that, what do you... what's so devastating about it? Did you fart on her? Come on, man.
The magic fart.
The magic fart. And then, of course, Cena comes back, and it's like, Truth crossed the line, disrespected him. And then, of course, CM Punk shows up, and Punk says, look, why don't you go back to Happy Smiley Cena again? And it's like you said, like 2011. I'm making Childish in. Johnson, you're trying to leave with the belt. Then Truth attacked him again, and he locked him in the FCFs and said, the truth hurts. Okay?
Yep. And Truth even did it. Even did it like Cena. He kept his arm. He did it.
And then, of course, And then, of course, Cena and Truth next week. I don't know if it's going to be for the title.
I doubt it.
And then there was that. I mean, again, we're advancing storylines as we're heading towards Blood Money. I mean, Night of Champions in 2 weeks. I mean, it's amazing that everybody. I mean, how many different events are we looking at right now? WWE Event 2025, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is crazy. I'm looking right here.
Ah, the upcoming event schedule.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. At 2015.
I have it right in front of me.
Go for
it. First up, Night of Champions is in 2 weeks. That's gonna be in Riyadh. Blood Money, as I call it. Or we call it. Mm-hmm. Then on July 12th, a double shot, NXT's Great American Bash from Center Stage in Atlanta, and Saturday night's main event at the State Farm Arena, both in Atlanta. The next day, Evolution, which means that'll be on a Sunday. That'll be a Sunday pay-per-view. August 2nd and 3rd, SummerSlam from MetLife in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Then, Clash in Paris at Paris La Défense Arena in
here we go again, the French. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And she has to work that show.
Yes. October 11th, Crown Jewel in Perth. November 29th, Survivor Series in San Diego. And then next year, Royal Rumble will be was that confirmed to be in Riyadh?
Yes, confirmed.
Yes, okay. Confirmed. It will be in Riyadh, unfortunately.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 42 will be April 18th and 19th at Allegiant Stadium, once again in Paradise, suburb of Las Vegas. August 1st and 2nd will be the next two-day SummerSlam in Minneapolis, and then Money in the Bank, August 29th in New Orleans.
They're on a crazy schedule right now. They
really are. But no house shows, really.
These are just the main big pay-per-views.
Yes.
You know, live streaming. Premium live event.
Okay. Hold pay-per-view, you cowards.
Yes. Exactly. Just trying to see if there's anything else to necessarily talk about. Yes. So, runs in the family. Maya Lesnar is now an NCAA champion.
Yep.
I saw the pictures. She looks so much like him, it's just scary.
Yes.
She threw her shot put 19 meters or about 58 feet.
I thought it went a little further than that.
No. 19, according to Bleacher Report, it's 19.01.
Oh, right. I did put in the numbers. 1901 would have actively gotten her just outside the podium in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I believe her record
might be going for 28 here in LA.
There's a good chance. There's a very good chance she'll make it.
I would love to see that. I really would. So Maya Lesnar is an absolute NCAA, just like her daddy.
Yes.
But let me ask you, do you think the WWE would sign her if she was interested?
Maybe, but they would essentially have to treat her as a new character. They wouldn't give her blank Lesnar.
Well, but keep in mind, Braun Breaker, they made him, you know, a non-Steiner. So yes. I can see that happening.
I can see that too.
I'd be fine with with her going through the name generator. I'm perfectly fine with that. We know. but we know. And unfortunately, Lesnar's tarnished reputation may have residual heat on her. So even if she was interested, it's the, but this is, you know, since all that's still kind of in progress.
Yeah, it's what I would consider a much lesser version of David Benoit.
Yes.
And I mean much lesser, because...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I agree.
David Benoit is, unfortunately, persona non grata in his entire career because he looks too much like his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of daddies, RVD is going to become one at the age of 55.
What? Sandmeister, what in the world?
His Katie Forbes is pregnant. Yes, he announced it this week.
Dang.
Holy crap. I thought he would never have... I didn't think he would have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's really got some rolling thunder, if you know what I'm saying.
Well!
Wow.
Jade Cargill's got a Hollywood role coming up. Oh, by the way, if you want to laugh, check out Tiffany Stratton's first pitch for the New York Mets this week.
Ah.
Oops. Oh, dear.
Badly.
Oof.
So, but, and at SmackDown this week, we have another Samoan debuting on main event.
Yep.
Hikaleo debuted.
Oh, so he is there already. Okay.
Yep. He is officially part of the company now.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're just waiting on Zilla.
Yep. Oh, good God. Zilla makes Jacob Fatu look normal, okay?
Even better.
Yeah, jeez. Indeed. But I think we need to sell some soap.
There's one more thing we need to sell first before we get to the soap. Because let's just put it this way, this is a crossover with WLTI.
Oh, yes, we've talked, that's right. Gordon, you're going to love this. You remember we talked about the American Gladiators for Amazon Prime?
Oh, I know all about this story. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are a few wrestlers that are going to be part of the Gladiator crew.
Yes. Not to mention, of course, Miz hosting.
Yes.
So the wrestlers that I recognize immediately are former NWA Women's World Champion Kaylee Latimer, a.k.a. Camille Brickhouse, or Camille.
Right.
Michael Wardlow, the recently released AEW wrestler.
Released? Really?
I think so. My I'm going to have to look this one up.
Yeah, I don't know if he's... It says, according to PWI, he's still AEW.
Okay. Sorry, it's just he hasn't been seen in a while. Since,
correct.
Let's see now. Late April 2024.
Right.
So chances are it's because of this.
Maybe.
Let's see here. The other two I recognize immediately. Jesse Godders. Mr. Pectacular. If you watched Big Brother, know him.
And Big Brother contestant, yes.
If you've watched TNA, The Bromance, yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Eric Bugenhagen. You might remember him trying to suplex the Usos and tearing his ACL for funsies a few WrestleManias ago.
Yeah, because he was Rick Boogs.
Yes.
I was Boogs. Oh.
Yeah. So you'll get to see him again.
Yay.
And then also, from what I've read up, at least one of the others did wrestle a hiccup or two. That would be Jessica Roden, who she was in AEW for a cup of coffee, a few matches, lost them all. Not a real surprise.
J-Rod. J-Rod is her name. That's correct. Yep. But, so we got a bunch of people in the gladiator stuff, yes. And we will be covering that on, here's a segue, WLTI. And Gordon, you and I just finished up our session this week.
We did.
And we talked about RuPaul's Drag Race. We talked about Jeopardy. Let's see where we talked about the season review of Price is Right. We talked about Pat Sajak finally leaving Wheel of Fortune for good. And as we head into the summer, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Gordon, you also are the entertainment director for the Underground Bowling Association, for those who don't know. And for your website, it's ubatoday.info, correct?
Correct.
There you go. Check out all your Underground Bowling Association needs there. Statboy, what do you have?
This week on It Was a Thing on TV, well, the guys cover rising temperatures. I believe that's a late 19... Okay, I'm going to need to look this one up because I don't remember right offhand. Yeah, an early 1970s comedy, I guess, if you can call it that. But, yeah, it wasn't that great. But I don't have strong opinions because I didn't listen to it this week because I was too busy goofing off and taking my week off of work. I'll be back on the normal Schneid next week. But you can find all of that on itwasathenontv.com. Have fun.
There you go. And of course, there's also a Squared Circle Time Machine episode as well, I believe,
yes,
on that
there
one.
Yes, there is. There is.
Okay. All right. And of course, about a month from now, we'll be back also with the BS as we head towards September 7th, I believe it is, when the Cowboys and the Eagles open the 2025-2026 season. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, our long national nightmare is over. Steelers signed Aaron Rodgers.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Nikki, you have your artist shout-outs, if you would, please.
Yes. I will always mention I almost called her a local talent. She's all the way out in freaking California. Jamie Claudier apparently is still getting murdered by her job. But if you are a wrestling fan or a has-been hotel fan, check her out on Alter Ego Zowie on Twitter. And I think it's My Alter Ego Sally on Instagram. She draws lots of stuff from Has Been Hotel, and when she's drawing wrestling, it's usually Seth Rollins. Usually. Perennial shout out to Only One But You. Her commissions are open. I don't think she has any of her recent art on there, no. But check out her stuff, check out her galleries on Twitter. And on, I think she still has a DeviantArt account. Safe for work, I promise. She does wrestling art. She's also a Transformers fan doing the characters as humans. So some intriguing stuff to check out. Umberto Gaitan, somebody who's fairly recent to my list. Let's see, commissions through vgen.co. And why, yes, I did. He did draw a picture of Mr. Iguana and a Yeska.
I am still so amazed at the immediate love the wrestling community had for Senor Iguana. Seriously.
He's the right kind of doofus. It is the right kind of doofus. He's 110 into his character. A Yeska is real to him. So he's got to be real to us. Let's see. Who else?
Ultimate, of course, if you like your Dragon Ball with your wrestling. And Paul Heyman's favorite Instagram artist. He's really good out of Italy. His name is Ultimate, which is his real name, Donato, backwards.
And yeah, his stuff is amazing, and Uncle Paul loves his stuff. He constantly reposts it. Let's see. Groovy at Docile Bread, somebody I got a recent commission from. He does a little bit of everything. Based in Australia. I don't see... He's got a portfolio up, but I don't know if he's got his commissions open. Let's see. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. If you really want wholesome art, he's probably your best bet. Still posting art on Instagram, Tumblr, and Blue Sky. I don't see if he has his commissions open at the moment, but he does have a card, CARRD.co account. I think he's based in Germany. Let's see. No. I'll just put it this way. For if you do any kind, if you get any kind of art commission, make sure you're clearing your instructions. Get a work in progress piece, especially if this is an artist you don't know or have not seen a lot of artwork on. Pay well, post everywhere, and credit the artist. These guys are doing the good ones are doing it without AI. They don't need AI. The scammers are the ones that are using AI to kind of build what you're looking for. And if I want to do that, I will save myself $50 and do it that way.
There you go.
So that's about all I got. So because I'm right here. So for Gordon Pepper, you're always welcome, sir.
It was great. You'll see me again soon.
Cool. Awesome. We'd love to have you. Friday or Saturday nights, if we can work it, we can work around it.
Yes.
Okay.
So for Gordon Pepper and Jason Block and Stepboy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in as we continue to follow the King of the Ring tournaments and all the rest of the wacky world of wrestling.